And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Amazon has decided to jump in the TikTok battle with a last-minute bid to buy the platform before the deadline later this month. Their offer would bring in U.S. investors like Oracle and Blackstone, but sources say negotiators are not taking it too seriously. After 40 years of court battles, Nevada parents finally scored a win. A judge of the state has ruled that a 1985 parental notification law for minor abortions can take effect on April 30th. Planned Parenthood, of course, claims the law is vague and violates equal protection, but we all know their real concern. And the state's Reproductive Freedom Amendment still looms, having passed its first vote in November. If approved again in 2026, it could sweep away the common sense protections that most parents support. In Wisconsin, voters just gave election integrity a boost. They approved a constitutional photo ID requirement by a 60% margin. The move puts the rule beyond the reach of activist judges who might try to strike it down. And while Democrats cry over voter suppression, regular Americans are seeing what's really happening. Basic ID checks are just common sense for fair elections. A shocking scandal has hit Canada's Liberal Party. Their candidate suggested someone could turn in his conservative rival to Chinese authorities for a $183,000 bounty. That wasn't just a bad joke. That was suggesting a fellow citizen could be handed to a hostile government for cash. The Prime Minister first refused to drop the candidate, calling it a lapse in judgment, but the candidate himself finally resigned after the mounting pressure. The Prime Minister's response? Just move on. Imagine if a conservative had said that about a liberal. And speaking of Canada, there is hope for the unborn as over 100 pro-life candidates run in the current election. Despite all the major parties being officially pro-abortion, many individual candidates have quietly stood for life. The Campaign Life Coalition has identified 52 conservatives and 30 People's Party candidates who support protecting life from conception, pointing out that even a few pro-life voices in Parliament can help restrain the abortion agenda. Seattle has now declared itself a sanctuary city for what they call, bear with me here, 2SLGBTQIA+ rights. The resolution opposes any limits on transgender drugs and surgeries for minors, with the mayor claiming that Trump is trying to dehumanize people when the president has simply stated biological facts. Trump recently said, if you're born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you can never become a woman. Guess what? That is reality. Seattle proudly vows to resist any restrictions on those procedures. Yet these are the same leaders who also had no problem forcing masks and vaccines on residents. Wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.